The main challenges that they face in Nepal is poverty, cultural discrimination, political exclusion, inability to use their languages in the education and in the government services.
What are you able to do to change that situation?
We are working with the indigenous peoples and the government to help implement the ILO 169 and also UN Declaration on Rights of Indigenous Peoples.
The ILO 169?
Yeah.
What's that?
ILO Convention 169 on Indigenous and Tribal Peoples' Rights.
And what progress are you making?
The awareness about the indigenous peoples' rights has increased in Nepal. The international human rights has been ratified by the government. And the government also has prepared action plan for implementing ILO Convention on Indigenous Peoples.
And what about the access to health?
Access to health for the indigenous people in Nepal is still a problem. The first reason is that the health facility itself is inadequate in the areas where indigenous people live, because they live in, you know, remote areas of mountains and, you know, other parts of the country. And secondly, many of the health service workers do not speak the language that indigenous people speak. So there's a language barrier in accessing the health services besides the unavailability of the service itself.
Now, Nepal is recovering from two earthquakes which devastated the country earlier this year. How did those earthquakes affect indigenous people in particular?
The earthquake in April and May actually killed about 9,000 people, and more than 500,000 houses were destroyed. Out of that, the government statistics tells that about 70% of the destruction were of indigenous peoples. There were two reasons for that. The first is because of the poverty and powerlessness of the indigenous peoples, their infrastructures were weak. And the second reason is that the epicenter of these earthquakes were in the indigenous areas itself. So 70% of the destruction were actually of indigenous peoples in Nepal.
How do you move forward? Is it a question of indigenous people better understanding their rights, or is this something which has to happen at a government level?
I think it's both. The government level, there must be indigenous people's sensitive plan for reconstruction of the society, of the infrastructures, of livelihoods and so forth. The government then will have to work together in consultation and participation with the indigenous peoples. If these two things come together, then the society can go forward.
And are you optimistic that will happen?
We are optimistic, we are hopeful. But there's also lots of worries and uncertainties because Nepal is going through a political transition and the plans for reconstructions has not come very clearly yet. We have spent so long time for, you know, making a new constitution, and we're still working on that.
And does coming to the UN to discuss these issues, does it make any difference?
Yes, I think this discussion at the international level is a way to bring the issues that has been debating in Nepal to the international community, and also bring the messages from the international debate to the country so that it can mutually support each other for the promotion of rights of indigenous peoples.